The International Crisis Group report paints a grim picture of Zimbabwe. Inflation between 7 and 13,000%. 4 out of 5 of the country's 12 million people living below the poverty line, and an estimated 3 million Zimbabweans have fled the country. A military-led campaign to slash prices has produced acute food and fuel shortages, and conducting business is becoming almost impossible. Crisis Group spokesperson Andy Brown Georges says the Southern African Development Community and mediation by South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki can help bring about a negotiated solution to the country's wars.
The situation is very difficult, and it's compounded by the prevailing political stalemate. And that's why we see a window of opportunity in the SADC initiative under the mediation of President Mbeki, first to mediate political dialogue between, of course, as you know, the ZANU-PF and the MDC. And hopefully there would be a negotiated agreement on a package of economic, political, constitutional, maybe security sector reforms that would pave the way for the holding of free and fair elections.
The report calls for the international community to support Mr. Mbeki's mediation between Mr. Mugabe's ZANU-PF party and his main opposition, the Movement for Democratic Change. The report also recommends reforms, including the repeal of repressive laws that have made opposition political activity impossible and severely restricted the independent media. The International Crisis Group hopes a guarantee that Mr. Mugabe will not be brought to trial for his alleged misdeeds will provide an incentive for him to accept the reforms and to retire in 2008.
In the event that President Mugabe retires, then we're also recommending immunity from persecution, any kind of persecution, domestic or international, as well as security for his family, for his financial assets, etc. So I think these are also powerful incentives that could maybe persuade him to reconsider.
Georges says the recommended changes are not about regime change, but more about fueling an economic turnaround and an opportunity for the people of Zimbabwe to freely elect a government of their choice. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.